That played a welter of like he saw something that you didn't, or you saw something he didn't. Can you just explain like the ball sort of hit his foot?
Yeah, it's just, you know, poor execution. That's what it comes down to. So, you know, plays are to be made that we had all day, and we just didn't make them.
What did you see, though, in that play? Were you expecting him to do something different?
Well, he was expecting me to do something different. I was expecting him to do something different. So that's what happens. That's why it looks the way it looks. So it's just been, you know, we just got to get on the same page and get back to work. You know, Denver played a good game. They deserved to win. They made the plays they needed to win. And, you know, we didn't. That's the outcome. We just didn't execute very well. You know, we didn't hit the throws that were there. You know, we had the opportunity to win the game there at the end, and you know, we kind of squandered that away. So, you know, you can't win if you don't score any points in the second half, and I think that's what it comes down to. The defense was trying, but they were on the field a lot. We weren't converting our third downs, and you know, when that happens, they eventually they're gonna score and blow a 10-point lead going in the second half. That's not typically how we played, and we got to find ways to make improvements.
They were not great defensively last year. We put up a bunch of points on
It's a very active defense. There's a lot of team speed. They have a good scheme. You know, they played well. They made the plays when they needed to make them. I think they really tightened down there in the second half. You know, that was a good 2-minute drive before the end of the half for us. We just couldn't sustain it when we got out in the second half. So, you know, we've got to give them a lot of credit. They played well in the second half. They stopped us when they needed to stop us. They stopped us in a red area or close to the red area down there in the second half. So that ends up being an outcome. Yeah. You know, Josh is a great coach, so he's obviously learned a lot, and he's got the team playing well. They're 5-0, and that's pretty impressive for a first-year coach. So, you know, he's a hard worker, and you know, he certainly deserves it. That Denver deserves it. They're playing well. You know, I think as you get older in this league, you just, you know, when you lose games, you just understand. You congratulate the other team, and then you're excited to get back to work on Wednesday. And I think that's where this team's at. We gotta find ways to correct some of the problems and move on and hopefully go out and execute better.
What did you have to say to McDaniels after you?
I didn't see him.
You to get close to him?
Yeah, there's a lot of people running out there.
What happened on that fumble? I don't think
there was a fumble at the end. That's exactly what it looked like. So you're throwing the ball, the guy hits me, we fumble the ball. No, I didn't see it. He was behind me. Yeah, it's part of this game, you know, and the other guys have to step in. That's why there's 53 guys on the team. And for as long as somebody's out, someone else has to step up and make the plays that are needed. We depend on that as a team. So, you know, other guys have to step in and fill the void when who's ever out. And I think, you know, the expectations don't change. We still expect to go out there and play well. We just haven't played well enough consistently today to get the victory.
How much did it hurt, Tom, that the drive where, you know, twice you guys got second chances where they had penalties in the punt? So the normal is you guys do penalties.
Yeah, and we didn't today. I mean, there was just too many bad plays. Too many plays where, you know, we're just, you know, 11 guys aren't on the same page doing the right thing, and I think that's the key to offensive football. And I think as a team, we've got to be able to sustain the drives. When you get the second chance, you got to take advantage of them. And, you know, we didn't do that.
Come on, John. It's something we saw, you know, this whole McDaniels bill is going back to a little bit. Was there evidence that you saw that maybe, we had a scouted right, or that something that Josh prepared to fight for?
Well, I think they're a well-coached team. So, you know, offensively, they played well. They really played well, you know, on third down today, it seemed. But, you know, our defense, we left our defense out to dry, I think, as an offense. We didn't convert. They were on the field too long. And anytime you do that against a good offense, they're going to move the ball just because your defense gets worn down. So it wasn't a very complimentary game by us. We really, like I said, squandered away some opportunities that we had there in the second half. You know, we typically don't do, but I mean, like I said, that's the outcome when you don't go out there and perform well, you get beat.
It doesn't happen very often. Do you look at the 5-6
Well, he's a great kicker. I mean, everyone misses, you know, so I think I I think, you know, as an offense, I wish we'd have completed the third down pass and got the ball in the end zone. So, you know, as a kicker, you miss kicks. As a receiver, you drop balls. As a quarterback, you throw interceptions. As a lineman, I mean, that's just the way football is. But when you have the opportunities, you got to be able to take advantage of those. And like I said, we didn't do it today, and we're going to get back to work on Wednesday. And it's only one thing you can do. You know, you can learn from it and move on and hopefully go out and play a lot better next week.
Tom, is it safe to say that you don't have a lot of fond memories of Denver?
Well, you know, I don't think we're playing well enough here. So, I mean, I don't think we wait for things to bounce our way. I think you got to go out and make things happen. And as an offense, we didn't make things happen today. We were, you know, in first half, there were some plays that we made. I missed Randy on a touchdown pass. That would have been a big play for us. So, you know, in the second half, like I said, not scoring any points, that's a tough way to end the day. So, you know, I think everyone's frustrated. I mean, as you should be, everyone's disappointed by the loss, but you know, no one's going to bail us out of it. You got to go out there and go back to work.
Sure, so a lot of people here were kind of down on Orton before the season. He obviously had a really good game today. What did you think of Orton today?
He's playing well. He made all the throws they needed today. He really made some nice plays and throws and reads. I mean, I could see what they're doing on every play. So, I mean, I could basically call the plays. You know, he's making the right reads. He was very accurate today. You know, there was a very good offense. Yeah, it was kind of a scramble play, and you know, I saw Randy broke deep, and I saw Michael, and I just threw it up there. It was just not quite enough.
Did the ball sailings of the mile high effect there taking place where the ball sails on you?
On the one, Randy? No, just missed it. I mean, just threw it too far. Just didn't put enough air on it, and. You know, we had a great play called, and like I said, that's just part of the execution, that if you don't make those plays, you know, it's a place that you need to make, then, you know, you look back, and I think those are the ones you're real frustrated about as a player.
Tom, looking back on this, your final question, how overblown is it that you made the teacher versus the
student? No, I mean, they're both great coaches, so, you know, Coach Belichick has a ton of experience, and Josh has learned a lot under him, and they're 5-0, Denver is, after today, and they're playing really well. So, you know, we got to start focusing on what we need to do better, and everyone's got to take a look in the mirror. And you know, collectively as a team, you know, the only way to get better is if individually we all get better and we come together and start playing better.
Last question.
Thanks, guys.